Mikowiak, our good friend from MustReadTexas.com. He was nice enough to say, yeah, we can go at 9 o'clock. And Matt, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Doing great. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you being able to go a little bit early today. It was a pretty busy weekend as far as Texas politics goes. You had the filing begin, and you had both Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis go and, you know, make their intentions official. And, of course, they kind of rallied supporters a little bit. This is, I guess, now the official kickoff to campaign season.
Yeah, you do. You're in this now, this 30-day period until the filing period ends on December 9th. And so every state office, except for those state senators that have four-year terms, every state office, I guess there's one other exception, Railroad Commissioner Christy Craddock and Road Commissioner David Porter aren't up, but pretty much everybody else is up. And so if you're a state rep, you're a state senator, you're a statewide official who's running for statewide office, you're very interested to know who's filing, who's actually running, what the, you know, race is going to look like. And so you started to see that process unfold on Saturday with the two major candidates for governor, Wendy Davis and Greg Abbott, take the formal steps and file for governor. And so now we'll see who else runs for all these different offices. But after December 9th, that's when things really get real. And, of course, then you have the holiday season, so it really starts back up again around January 6th.
Right. Regarding Wendy Davis and the pull that she will have on Democrats, it doesn't seem as though she's had a lot of influence as far as people jumping into statewide races. Is that something that you're going to continue to take a look at and see how much power she does have, how much pull she has on bringing on some different statewide candidates?
Yeah, I mean, there are really only two things I think about filing that interest me at this point. First is, you know, does Nolan Ryan actually run for Texas Agriculture Commissioner? He's been rumored to run. He just freed up from his responsibilities to Texas Rangers. That's obviously an interesting story. But secondly, to your point, is this whole, remember we had this notion that, you know, battleground Texas and the changing demographics were going to make Texas competitive. That's why Wendy Davis was running, that she thought she could win. And, you know, if that was true, then you would see a cavalcade of Democratic candidates for statewide office follow in behind her for lieutenant governor, for land commissioner, for comptroller, for attorney general. I mean, you do have, I would probably say third-tier candidates stepping forward, basically folks that no one knows, who've not, in most cases, run for anything else or demonstrated any fundraising ability. Step forward in a couple of those offices. But again, so far you don't see, you know, let's say members of Congress or state senators or former elected officials, folks who have a base and have a proven fundraising ability, step forward and fill in those slots. Now, they very well may. At the end of the day, there's talk that Leticia Vandepute, the longtime state senator from Democrat from San Antonio, will run for lieutenant governor. There's talk that state senator Carlos Uresti will run for attorney general. But again, we're now in that period where they've got to decide if they're going to do it. And if they're going to do it, they have to file by December 9th.
If you don't see any major Democrats file to run for lieutenant governor, to run for attorney general, the major offices statewide, what do you think that says about Wendy Davis in battleground Texas?
Well, it says that there's a disconnect between, you know, what they think is possible and what other people think is possible in terms of running in 2014. Look, ultimately, I mean, you and I discussed this about vulnerability, right? We discussed this about John Cornyn. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, if you're vulnerable, if there's a chance to win, people run, right? I mean, that's why David Dewhurst has three candidates running against him in the Republican primary. It's not because he's strong. It's because he's weak right now, politically speaking, and because there's a chance to beat him. And so if Greg Abbott was weak, you have Wendy Davis running, but it's an open question as to whether she can actually win. And so what's interesting to me is that there is such uncertainty on the Republican side about who the nominees are going to be for these major offices, yeah, apart from governor. And yet you don't see first-year candidates stepping forward and running a Democratic side, but you still may.
Yeah, and I think it's also pretty interesting, and I brought this up in the last half hour, that you've already got editorials coming out that Wendy Davis is not ready for prime time, that there's no way Wendy Davis is going to run. It's quite a bit different than what we saw right after her filibuster, where all these stories came out about how Wendy Davis was going to be the savior of the Democratic Party in Texas. Everyone's taking a little bit of different attitude now, aren't they?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is the point, right? The point is, you know, there's a lot of recriminations on the Republican side right now about, you know, candidates who can win. But what about on the Democratic side? You know, Wendy Davis may excite 30% of Texas, that's fairly liberal, but she's going to turn off the independents as they learn about her liberal voting record, and she's certainly going to energize Republicans to vote against her and support a strong candidate like Greg Abbott. So, again, at the end of the day, I was always kind of hoping she actually would run. I thought it would be helpful to Republicans, actually. We'd pick up the state Senate seat, which I think we're likely to do now, mm-hmm. And she'd be draining $10, $20, $30 million away from potentially winnable races in Texas and across the country for Republicans because they're going to give to a candidate who can't win.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. It was an interesting story, and I know you have it up at MustReadTexas.com. Joaquin Castro and Hillary Clinton meeting in, or I'm sorry, it was Julian Castro, and Hillary Clinton meeting in California on Saturday. Of course, Castro saying, I'm not interested in the vice presidency, which everybody has to say that right now. He says that he's only concentrating on maybe running for a statewide office later on in the future. How serious would a Hillary Clinton Castro ticket? Is anyone really kicking that around in Washington, maybe, of looking at that and going, sounds like it's a pretty good ticket?
Well, look, I think that Hillary, if she is the nominee and she does run, which I'm still not convinced is going to be the case, she does have the opportunity to nominate a less experienced vice president given her experience.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that there is a chance for someone like a Julian Castro. I don't think being mayor of San Antonio, as important and large and growing as that city is, I don't think that's a significant enough job to lead to the vice presidency. At the end of the day, I don't think he'll be seriously considered. I do think he'll be a major surrogate, will have a major role, will be very involved, increase his national profile, all with an eye towards 2018 and likely running for governor then in Texas.
Very interesting. Before we let you go, of course, there was some big election night last week. Everyone is pointing towards 2014, 2016 because of that. Chris Christie was, you know, the big winner of the night for Republicans. And already you're seeing some folks out there taking swipes at Chris Christie, including Rick Perry, over the weekend. What do you think the win for Christie means for Republicans?
Well, I think what it means is that it cements his position as the leading establishment candidate for president in 2016. And I think it's now going to be incumbent upon all the conservative candidates to demonstrate not only readiness to be president and to run a first-rate campaign, but secondly, readiness to be president and to demonstrate that they can win. And I think it's, you know, Christie's going to have a fairly easy time proving to people he can win. He's going to look at a blue state like New Jersey and the demographics of that state and the groups that he's able to succeed with. But I think it's going to be a challenge and an opportunity for Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Scott Walker and Rick Perry and others to demonstrate how they can win. And that's going to be the debate within the Republican Party over the next 18 months. Is can a conservative win? Do we need a conservative nominee? Or do we need a more sort of mainstream, moderate establishment nominee, in order to try to beat Hillary? I think Hillary's going to play a bigger role in the Republican primary than anyone expects. If she runs, then I think everyone's going to focus on who can beat Hillary.
Yeah.
If she doesn't run because of Benghazi or health or age or anything else, it's going to be a free-for-all on both sides.
Yeah, it'll be quite interesting. Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. What can people find on MustReadTexas today?
Yeah, lots of good stuff. I had a couple-day respite with a vacation visiting family, but we're back up and running, so there's lots of good stuff up there today. A column in the USA Today about how Wendy Davis can't win, written by a liberal who believes she's not worth the investment. There's a lot of good stuff about the University of Texas, the fight between the Board of Regents and the President of the University, in terms of editorials and columns. Lots of news. You can check it out at MustReadTexas.com and sign up for the morning daily brief email that over 1,300 Texans are getting currently.
All right. As always, thank you very much, Matt.
Thanks, Chad.
Appreciate it. Matt Mikowiak, you can follow him on Twitter as well, at Matt Mikowiak. We'll go ahead.